The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother.
Hey, we're almost ordinary people with extraordinary
You're
dreams.
Not crazy Ned Mygan,
thank you so much for writing this song for me so many years ago. I totally, totally appreciate it. And it's available to you as an MP3 if you send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. I would be more than happy to forward this music to you. We've got people all over the world humming this tune. Almost ordinary people with extraordinary dreams. And we just really, today is a day that's important. We've got Patricia Bragg here of Healthy Lifestyles. This is a remarkable ageist human being whose father, I believe, started the first health food store in America. Here's the deal, though, what's going on in the background with me. I lost a childhood idol this week. I don't know if you can guess who that might be. It was Esther Williams, okay? And Esther Williams is, I went to the movies and she saw me through the dark times and she died on the 6th. And I actually have a special relationship with Esther Williams. I did a radio interview of her back in 1991, and she said it was the best radio interview that she had ever had. And over the years, I actually tried to do the last radio interview with her, but as she faded in and out, some days she was sharp and some days she wasn't. At 91 years old, she led a good life, and she inspired a lot of people. And I will play part of that radio interview on the show next week, because we're going to do an Esther Williams special. Okay, not just a special about Esther Williams, but a special about people that inspired you, that made a difference in your life. And fortunately, they didn't used to have, stalking laws back then, because my sister and I actually rode our bicycles over to her house and climbed around in her backyard and touched all her bathing suits and stuff like that. And this story, that I think we were like 10 and 11 years old, something of that nature. This story went on and on and on, to meetings with Esther to finally interviewing her on the radio. So it's a good story. And also this last week, or the week before last, we lost Jean Stapleton, who was, in my opinion, one of the better actresses around and took on such great roles as Eleanor Roosevelt and, Edith and Archie Bunker's All in the Family. So two remarkable human beings have gone on to other things, and Patricia Bragg today is actually going to help us understand what we need to do to stick around longer, and while we're here, whatever length of time we're here, to actually have lives that are healthy and vital. So if you happen to hear a telephone ringing or a dog barking, and I got dogs, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices all over the place to call this program, to have this program on the air, just know that we're here, we're live, and we're having a great time with you. And Randy, I know you've got to get some things handled this morning. So we have Patricia Bragg here.
So exciting!
I know, because what you don't know, Patricia, is that I've got a triathlete here.
Wow!
This lovely triathlete of mine, and she loves mud races and climbing the sides of, I don't know what mountain. I know she probably does palm trees in Florida. She does it all. And she's a great human being. And I thought you might like to ask Patricia Bragg the first question.
Well, I actually have a statement. With all of the things that I do athletically, her products are one of my main ingredients. And in fact, I refer them to all kinds of people. I have family members that suffer from gout, and that's actually one of the main things to help with the gout. And I take it daily, just a little bit. And, you know, I don't necessarily like my breath afterwards. I have that apple cider vinegar in there. But I tell you what, I love the products. Love them. I've taken them for years. My kids use them. I've had them using them for probably the last 10 years. It's a staple in our house. So just so excited to have you on. It's truly an honor. I didn't know until a few minutes before because I'd been out of touch. So when Val told me you were going to be on, I just was so excited to have you. So it's an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you, girl. Thank you. I appreciate the praise. And my father, I'm sure, in heaven, thanks you, too.
Well, I sure love them. I actually have one of your books and read it from cover to cover. And I think I probably bought about 10 copies the first go-round and passed them out. I know I'm pretty sure I gave one to my mother and my sister and several of my friends. So you have a phenomenal product.
Well, thank
you. I'd love to hear about it.
Yes, my dad, Paul Bragg, was the originator of health food stores and founded the American Health Movement. And Sierra Coop, who was the Surgeon General in America, said Paul Bragg did more for the health than any one person I know of.
Well, he must be turning over in his grave now. With all the stuff that's being done to America and American food and Americans, I think your dad is flipping around up there.
Yeah, well, see, Everett Koop, that's what he said. He said Paul did more to help the health of America than any one person he knew of.
Patricia,
Dad
why don't
introduced juicing, the importance of exercise. He was the original triathlete. Dad, in the 20s even, was winning racing, biking, swimming events. And my cousin, Don Bragg, in 1960, was the first one to pole vault 16 feet in the world and got a gold medal in Rome Olympics.
That's incredible. And that was one of the main ingredients in their diet, or what else were they doing?
They followed the Bragg healthy lifestyle. And that, the Bragg apple cider vinegar, Hippocrates, in 400 B.C., used apple cider vinegar to detox, cleanse, and heal his patients. Apple cider vinegar, you know, the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, it's amazing.
Why does that apple a day keep the doctor away? What does this apple cider vinegar actually do?
Well, it's just amazing. It's for eternal benefits. It's rich in powerful enzymes, potassium. It's a natural antibiotic and germ fighter. And it's so amazing. It helps improve your digestion, your stimulation. It relieves arthritis, stiffness. Oh, and if you have a sore throat, I have Katy Perry, Madonna, the Beach Boys. They gargle with it. I'm nutritionist to a lot of the opera stars. Oh, at the Met. And they gargle with it every day. It keeps your throat clean, removes any of the mucus. And it's amazing. If you have dandruff, you put it on your scalp. Oh, it balances the acid-alkaline balance of the scalp. So just remember, if you have dandruff, you want to keep a healthy scalp. 2 to 3 hours before you shampoo your hair, soak with a cotton ball, put a little Bragg apple cider vinegar in a cup, and put the cotton ball in the apple cider vinegar and dab it all over your scalp, and then wrap your head in a towel and leave that on for 2 to 3 hours, and then shampoo your hair. It's amazing what it does. We've had people who've had dandruff for years. Oh, they put to get all sorts of salves and special shampoos and this and that. Can't get rid of it.
My son is a 40-year-old, and he was losing his hair. And so Patricia said, well, why don't you just get a cotton ball and put apple cider vinegar right on your scalp before you shampoo? My son has the most beautiful, curly, full head of hair, and he kisses Patricia every time he sees her.
What about eczema? Does it do anything for eczema?
You know what? That I'm just reading the book as I'm you know, she sold 9 million copies of this book, and I'm reading the index right now because not only has it produced these amazing miracles on the surface, and I play with apple cider vinegar all the time and use it anywhere it's needed, but they have found out that it is detecting, get this, detecting cervical cancer in India, and it was just over the major news by putting a little bit of apple cider vinegar on a cotton swab. The area that has cancer will turn white. Isn't that fabulous? And that's in Patricia's book on page 27.
And yes, and this is in for all third world countries that they can do that test. And the cervix, they swab it with the vinegar. And if it goes white, that shows that they have cancer. Isn't that
amazing? If it does go white, Patricia, does the apple cider vinegar help neutralize the cancer?
No. What it does, it shows that if they have it. It's a 60-second cancer test.
I get that part.
On women in third world countries.
Okay, I get that part. But in your bag of nutritional tricks, is there anything in those third world countries that the women could be taking that would reverse the cancer?
Well, I tell you what, living a healthy lifestyle and also douching with the apple cider vinegar. We have people that have the yeast infection and of the vagina, and they use it in their douche,
mm-hmm.
And you can use in the douche bag. You can put 3 tablespoons of Bragg apple cider vinegar in a douche bag of warm water, and take a douche twice a day. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And there's doctors that are having their patients do that. Plus, living the Bragg healthy lifestyle. Now, what is the Bragg healthy lifestyle about? This is it in a nutshell. You are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you say, what you do. Now, what you eat and drink walks and talks today, and it walks tomorrow. Food is fuel. Now, what you put in your mouth, your fuel tank, woo! you either put in health or sickness. The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. The bigger the waistline.
Oh, I bet you've got a few more of those, haven't you?
So I want you all to know, you can be your own health captain. And we have people that I've got letters from people with AIDS. And they get on the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle and take their vinegar drink 3 times a day. They don't need that AIDS medicine anymore.
Oh wow, that's intense!
And they were feeling terrible on the AIDS medicine.
Patricia, I wanted to just interrupt you for a minute and ask you to explain to our listeners what blue zones are and the importance of blue zones.
Oh my dear, blue zones. That means that's the area where people live healthy and a longer life, just like in Hunza land. Men are becoming fathers in their 90s. And my father, when he was in the Hunza land years ago, he said, Patricia, the older men look like young men.
You know,
and that's
what
a blue zone is.
Well, I was concerned about Hunza land after Art Baker discovered it on television back in the 60s. It used to be very hard to get to Hunza. And I was afraid that the popularization of Hunza might have destroyed it. Is there any truth to my fear?
Well, my dear, look what's happened. Look what America has done to the world.
we have, my point.
we have given wrong advice on GMOs, fluoridation, vaccinations, all the things that we have put onto the world. And it's sad what we've done to the world. When they become Americanized, then they get arthritis, neuritis.
Right, right. That's what I'm concerned about.
High blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks. It's a known fact.
So have you been to Hunza?
I myself haven't been to Hunza, but I know my father spent 2 weeks in Hunza years ago.
Yeah, well, I want to go. You want to go?
I want to go.
I want to go.
Well,
let me tell you, I read a book called The Happy Healthy Hunzas, and the reason I read that book was that my mother was reading that book in 1946, and she was walking around the house with a Happy Healthy Hunzas, and years later I went over to the Bodhi tree, which no longer exists, and said, I need to know what my mom was reading, okay? And I found the book, I got one of the copies, and OMG, the happy healthy Hunzas, they were. Patricia isn't kidding when she says they were having kids at 90 years old and stuff. They were living to be in the 130s, 140s, 150s. Their diet was very...
Wow.
Their diets were very, very good. They liked apricots, which is really good for you. They did have a little drink, or they did have a little meat, a lamb frequently at celebration times and things of that nature. They were also originally Roman soldiers who settled in the area, and because of the terrain being so steep, they actually had to have organic, they produced organic gardens. They also had very good water, by the way, you know, glacier water.
They did.
You put all those things together, and you have people running up and down the side of mountains with kids in tow and all kinds of
things. And they were 90 years old.
There were over
kids.
90 of them. One of them, 118 or something like that, races somebody up the side of the mountain.
No cars, no horses. They
used to take days to get in.
My father said, "Amazing."
Yeah. Yes. So
yes.
It takes.
And
it
you
used
know,
to take days to get in.
Pots, and I save the pits. I save all the pits, and then what I do. I dry them, the apricot pits, I dry them, and then I crack the kernel and eat the kernel inside, and it's delicious. It's
that's
sweet
apricot.
And delicious, like a very sweet little almond.
Are there
and that's
any
apricot seed.
Yeah, the apricot, inside the apricot seed, the pit, they call it,
okay.
There's a little kernel. A little kernel, and that is the new life of a, will spring up a new apricot tree. And that has B17 in it. Now, the Russian athletes love B17 apricot pits, the kernel. So all of you, when you're eating your apricots, save the pits and dry them. And then in about 2 months, then crack them open and eat the kernel. I eat about 2 to 3 kernels a day.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, John on Patricia's staff, the director of the Bragg Health Institute, is a perfect example of the Loma Linda Zone diet. And he just swam the Alcatraz from San Francisco to Alcatraz and back. Can you believe that? That's Patricia's
incredible
director of health.
Yeah, and that's where through they have people watching for sharks and all. But I think there were 500 people in that swim.
It was amazing. I saw the Santa Cruz.
I have people specifically asking me in the background here, what about gout and what about eczema?
Well, now if that is amazing, we have people that have been on the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. After years of the American SAD diet, that's the American SAD diet, that's me, white sugar, a lot of white sugar, soft drinks, a lot of processed foods, and they have eczema, gout, you know, aches and pains, colds, sore throats. Well, when you get on the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle, you are what you eat and what you drink. What you put in your mouth can either bring health or sickness. Simple as that. I eat no white sugar. I don't use salt because I get natural sodium in my food. You know, when you eat celery, oh, it's so good. And I have raw celery almost every day, and I make my own hummus, which is from garbanzas.
Patricia, what's in the celery that's so good?
Oh, it's just loaded with minerals and natural sodium. So let me just tell you, for your skin, for those that have acne, for that, I have people patting their face with apple cider vinegar, and you can do an apple cider vinegar facial. Just pat it on, leave it on while you're doing your housework, or gals, while you're doing your, if you're in school, while you're doing your homework. And it's amazing. You see, your skin is your third kidney. What you eat is coming out. Now, I took Bo Derek. Her name was Kathy before she became Bo Derek.
Bo Derek sounds way better than Kathy.
And she became Miss California, Miss Teenage California. But at 15, she had acne so bad. And she went to one doctor after another. And her father asked me if I could help his daughter, whose name was Kathy. And so I said, I'd like to help her. And so I asked her, I said, Kathy, what do you eat? Oh, she said, I like hot dogs, hamburgers, Cokes. I said, ooh, garbage food. You want beautiful salads and veggies. Go organic. Don't panic. Healthy foods in your body and no soft drinks. Forget the sugar. And, you know, in 1 month, her acne that she'd had for many years cleared up. And at 17, she became Miss Teenage California.
Wow.
And she
remarried. Patricia's book for a second, because in here you asked about gout. And I think the best way to talk about gout is to have somebody who benefited, who had excruciating, painful gout. And this is what he wrote. No one could figure out why I had gout. The doctors prescribed every medicine you could possibly imagine. Nothing helped. In fact, I think that made the problem worse. Just by chance, a coworker mentioned Bragg apple cider vinegar. I immediately went to 2 teaspoons in a glass of water, and all of a sudden, I noticed I did not have a flare-up in 1 year. All I can do is thank you. Your product has saved me from a lifetime of chronic, excruciating pain. And that is from San Diego, California.
Yes, now that's it. I have 3 Bragg vinegar drinks a day. I don't have an ache or a pain. I've never taken an aspirin. I don't want it. Don't need it.
And her staff always says, whatever she's taking, give me some. She has more energy than the whole staff, and she has a big staff there. The other thing you asked was about...
Hang on a minute, okay? Because I need to stop you. When you say you take 3 drinks a day, you don't give any details to that. So.
Drink. They're 2 teaspoons and 8 ounces of purified or distilled water. And if I like it with a little raw honey or a little maple syrup. And if you have some people like a little pinch of cayenne pepper.
What does cayenne pepper do?
Now let me tell you what that does. When people that have congested arteries, in other words, don't have good circulation. Right now, all of you, feel your nose. Is it nice and warm? Feel your ears. My ears are nice and warm. Are your hands warm? My hands are nice and warm. How are your feet? My feet are warm. That means your heart is doing good and your circulation is good. See, your heart, your main pump, is going all through your body right now, pumping the blood, which is your river of life. And if your heart, whoo, is doing a good job and the arteries and capillaries are all open, your nose is warm, your ears are warm, your hands are warm. You see, doing a good job. Well, the little cayenne pepper, what it does.
Well, this would be good for all forms of neuropathy then, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right.
Well, so it's the cayenne pepper along with the vinegar that does that.
Yes. It's a perfect combination. Perfect combination.
Pay attention, folks.
So
you're getting some gold here.
Three times a day. I've already had mine. I'm up usually by 5 o'clock every day. And I just naturally have always gotten up early. And the early bird is the healthiest.
Catches the vinegar.
Yeah, and started with vinegar.
Was that, I think that was Randy had to leave. Was that, are you still here, Randy? No, she discreetly left, okay. So Randy has her hands full this morning, and I just want to let you know you're listening to Waking Up in America with Randy Shan and Dr. Val Kirkhard. Barbara Mueller is the voice that wasn't identified there at the beginning, and Patricia Bragg, and we're just delighted to have everybody here this morning. And
Wake Up America!
Really, I'm about to do the thank yous here. So visit wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. Check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page and at the bottom of our website, wakingupinamerica.com. First one you're going to notice is Sir Jason Winter Tea, and I love that stuff. Sir Jason Winter Tea is strong for your immune system. The man who created it actually got rid of a number of nasty circumstances with his special blend that he started in the beginning, the peach flavor. It was not his original. It is, however, my favorite. So I like anything that strengthens the immune system. We have Randy Shannon's Action42Action.org, and Randy's a powerful contributor in the way of, knowing the rules and the laws of the road. Like Patricia Bragg knows health and the products that she talks about, Randy knows about the law here in the United States and how it's being used and misused. So you can get information on that at 42action.org. If you want really fabulous hair, along with what Patricia's talking about, you can actually go to lindakamins.com, and that's Linda, KAMMINS.com. This woman, her products make your hair so beautiful and curly, it is just breathtaking. If you want to do some advertising on whatever you'd like to advertise, Stardust has a really, it has an internet listing. It has connections on the internet with people that actually love good products and care about their health and about the well-being of our country. So Marketing with the Stars, that's the one that you would click on over there. DrValerie.com. DrValerie.com is a website in which I talk a little bit about a process I developed in 1984 that it actually helps you complete your past. The reason your past isn't completed is because somehow you've held on to different charges and situations, and those charges and situations actually form your language. And once you release them, your language evolves, and so does the quality of your life. So check out drvalerie.com, and you can give me a call at 310-455-8623. I do this over the telephone, and I'd be happy to give you a demonstration there. If I want to say thank you to Jim at El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque, I love you, Jim. Jim and his brother John actually make El Pinto salsa, and their father started the restaurant over 50 years ago in Albuquerque, and that restaurant is actually a destination point. And they're all about your good health. In fact, they're putting alkalizing, restructuring water machines into their restaurants so that their customers can have top quality water. And if I were ever to call myself a superheroine, which I have on occasion, I would call myself Aqua Woman, because I think one of the most important things you can do is get alkaline, restructured, ionized water into your system, and then notice things start to happen. For myself, I took a fall this week. I tripped with a bunch of stuff in my arms and took a hunk out of my left wrist, and I went upstairs and I washed it with acid water from the Kangen machine that I have. And I also like Alkaviva, too. If you call me at 310-455-8623, I can tell you what I like about both of these. I, however, use the Kangen water and put it over my wound and then put a bandage over it, and I am astounded. I didn't look at it for 2 days. This big flap of skin that I had knocked off that was flapping is now it's almost invisible. So where, with what I did, and I'm just astounded this morning as I was looking at it. So the way Patricia was talking about Bo Derek, it's like, look what happened to Bo Derek in a month, and just imagine what could happen to you in a month if you started reading Patricia Bragg's books and taking a look at what you're putting in your mouth and what you're drinking and all the rest of it. Hey, there could be a wonderful life out there for you. Tad Patterson, he does lectures and classes with people that help on their homes, things of that nature. If you're losing your home or you don't know what to do, the bill collectors are after you. Tad Patterson is a place to go. You can check him out on the website. You have the right, and you can send me an email at val@mailhouse.com. So, hey, what can I tell you? Esther Williams, you live to be 91, and I know you took good care of yourself. There's a lot more in store. My aunt lived to be 103, and she took good care of herself, too, and she exercised every day and played golf every single day of the week for years and got in that healthy exercise as well. So Patricia's hitting it all. What can I say? I'm honored to be on the air with you, too, and Barbara Mueller, you little Dickens, you.
Well,
I love having you reading the book.
Valerie.
Pardon?
It's about your mother living to 103.
My aunt lived to be 103. My mother lived to be 87.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, you know, in the Bible, Genesis 6:3, it says, may your years be numbered 120.
Well, you know, I've always had this thing, Patricia, and I always said I would live to be, when I was a kid, they'd say, how long are you going to live? I say, I'm going to be 127. They say, you can't do that. And I said, yes, I can.
Well, I tell you what, the Bible, you know, a lot of scientists now say there's no reason why. I mean, most people kill themselves too early by their wrong lifestyle, smoking, drinking, and all the dead devitalized foods and chemicals. So remember, go organic, don't panic. You don't want to eat a lot of pesticides and poisons and GMOs and fluoridated water.
You know what makes me mad, Patricia? When I ask them at the market, are you organic? And they'll say, well, we don't use pesticides. And I don't think people really understand what goes behind the statement organic. I mean, the farmers are actually trained in a particular way, and now the government is messing around trying to get more things put into organic. Do you happen to know exactly what it takes to be an organic gardener? Because it was very extensive to my recollection.
My dear, what they do, they have no chemicals whatsoever they put in the soil. The chemicals kill the earthworms, and the earthworms are working for us night and day. They are our little friends in the soil, and they're tilling the soil. Oh, my golly. We say go organic, go panic. My father started Rodell. He was a young inventor. And he came to my father's lectures in Pennsylvania over 65 years ago. And he came backstage afterwards. He said, oh, Professor Bragg, I want to be like you. I want to be a health crusader. I'm so bored. Dad says, oh, you're a young man. What are you bored about? He said, I'm making so much money. He said, it's so, it just, it comes in every day and checks. I'm an inventor and I get royalty checks. Dad says, what are your hobbies? And he says, I like gardening. And Dad says, well, I don't want you bored. Why don't you hold up the banner of organic gardening? If you like gardening, come out to California, and I will show you when I get back from the Bragg Health Crusade lectures, I will show you organic gardening. And Rodell came out, spent 2 weeks in California with my dad, Paul Bragg, and that's what Rodell did. He started Prevention Magazine and Organic Gardening Magazine, and boy, did he do a lot of good for organic gardening.
Well, what I do know for sure is that the organic gardeners have like a 5-year course that they take on how to actually make the plants healthy. And when you've got other farmers using stuff like Roundup and all these GMOs running around and all this kind of stuff, they're not putting it together for your health. When I was a kid, I don't remember if it was you, Patricia, or somebody else I was talking to. It makes me annoyed that they pick the fruit so early before it even ripens. And they ship it around, so you're always buying this undeveloped fruit. So even if it did have good food in it, it's still not in the place where you want to eat it.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Now, my father taught people to do their own home gardening. During the war, he called it victory gardens. World War I, World War II, victory gardens. And now I call them survival gardens, because if you want to survive and stay healthy and fit, take part of your lawn and all around your fences. You put in your own veggies and go organic and don't panic and never use Roundup, never. And start your own little compost pile and save any of your old salads or your peelings from any of your fruits or veggies, and those go into your compost pile. And it's amazing what you can do yourself in your own home garden. I even grow my own asparagus, my artichokes. I have 30 varieties of fruit trees growing. And you can, those of you, it's the time right now, you pop in, if you have a garden, now's the time to get that veggie garden in. And along your fences, you can grow string beans, you can grow a squash, little zucchini squash, little yellow squash, oh, snap peas.
Oh, you're making my mouth water.
And all along the fences, put your fences to good use, not just bare fences.
Patricia, is there anything you shouldn't put into compost?
Oh, I don't put any. I'm a vegetarian. You don't want to put any meat in if you're a meat eater. Don't put any meat. Don't put any bacon. Don't put. In other words, you want to put your greens from your veggies. I don't put any peelings. I don't put any. Grapefruit rinds.
That's what I was going to ask, if it was
rinds,
grapefruit or oranges.
They don't break down.
And I wondered.
No, they don't. So the only way to have orange juice and grapefruit juice is fresh. When I travel around the world, I traveled with my little kitchen suitcase, 2 forks, 2 spoons, 2 knives, little chopping board, my little garlic press, and I fixed our meals all over the world. And we'd go to the farmers' markets all over the world. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, my golly. And garlic is poor man's penicillin. My golly. And I give garlic to my cats and my dogs. And what does that do for them? It's wonderful. Listen, boy, I tell you, the worms don't like garlic. The bugs don't like garlic. Dad calls it poor man's penicillin. It kills the germs.
So how does one give garlic to a cat or a dog?
Oh, you just mash it. You get a garlic press. or you can mash it up with your knife. And you know what?
Are you recommending a certain amount, like a clove per dog, or what are you recommending?
You take a clove and put it in your garlic press. And you mash it right up. And also,
sounds good to me.
Put the Bragg apple cider vinegar in the, we've been written up in the dog magazine, the horse magazine, and those animals. Even I got a letter from a lady that her parrot was sick, and she started giving the Bragg apple cider vinegar to her parrot in the drink, in the parrot's drinking water, and he got well.
I have a little story for you. I married Robert Mueller in 1997. We were Robert Mueller was the Assistant Secretary General, and the first
of the United Nations for how many years?
40 years, Patricia.
40 years.
And I visited him in Costa Rica before we fell in love, and I saw this little box, and this little box was made out of wood, and in the box were hundreds of cloves of garlic, and I said, "That's great. My grandmother always had garlic." And he said, "Well, watch this." So he squeezed an orange, and then he took the garlic press, and he peeled the garlic clove, and he squeezed the garlic out of the press and put it in his orange juice. He did that every single morning, and
really?
He never had arthritis. He never had one thing wrong with him, because I swear it's the garlic. You said that, Patricia. It's like the medicine that cures you before you're sick.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
It is amazing. And before we run out of time, I happened to talk to you last week, just before you went to the Crystal Cathedral, and I was wondering if you would, first of all, to our listeners, Robert Mueller's church, I don't know how that all works now, Robert Mueller put together the Crystal Cathedral,
for
which
Schuller.
Is one of the most remarkable, Schuller.
Right.
See, it's your fault for being a Mueller on here.
Totally my fault, and I'm going to let you tell her all about it.
Robert Schuller, I loved his book. It was Tough Times Never Last, Tough People Do. And he could have said healthy people with garlic and vinegar. Anyway, to make a long story short, it's a glorious place. It's really is a crystal cathedral, and Patricia was speaking there last week. So I was curious, Patricia, if you would share with us what you said in the Crystal Cathedral, the gist of
it. Oh, yes, I will. I shared the Bragg healthy lifestyle. I explained them what they put in their mouth, walks and talks tomorrow, food is fuel. I said you are what you eat, what you drink. You're 70% water right this minute. Water operates all your body machinery. Water is the key to all body functions. Heart, circulation, digestion, bones and joints, muscles, metabolism, assimilation, elimination, sex, glands, nerves, and energy. And just remember, two biggest sellers in drugstores today are laxatives and aspirin. People are not drinking enough water. And so, therefore, water is the key to all body functions. So you are what you eat, what you drink, and next is what you breathe. We're breathing machines. And therefore, I teach people to breathe deep, deep, deep. We put out a book called Bragg Superpower Breathing. All right, sit up straight right now. Stretch up your spine. Lift your shoulders up. There you are. Good posture. Your posture carries you through life. And never sit with your legs crossed. You have a major artery in back of each knee. Pretty women come to me. Oh, they said, "Patricia, why do I have varicose veins? I'm trying to do everything to live healthy and stay youthful." But those varicose veins, I said, "Do you sit with your legs crossed?" "Oh, yes, I do." And I said, "Well, stop it now. And if you have varicose veins, that's pooled blood. Put your legs up twice a day, up on the couch or on the wall, and take your arm like a little iron and go over from the ankles down over your legs to the groin and get that pooled blood back in circulation. Do it gently twice a day. And it's amazing, Val, how the varicose veins will disappear. And also take ample vitamin C. Vitamin C is known as the cement vitamin. And therefore, it keeps your your arterial little veins, little walls, strong, vitamin C. Well, you are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe. Now, I want you all to do deep breathing. Ooh, breathe it in, and then slowly let it out. And then in the morning when I get up, I stand near my window and breathe in deep. Ooh, let it all out. Let it all out. And those of you, listen, oh, my. Bob Anderson, the leading stretching coach in the world, go to stretching.com, and he gives the Bragg power breathing exercises at his stretching seminars around the world. And he said, Patricia, there wouldn't be any Olympic champions if they didn't do deep breathing. Okay? You are what you eat, drink, breathe, and next think. Woo! We've got a computer, Val. Our computer is our brain. Oh, my. And you feed it right. You feed it right. And you exercise. It needs circulation. Not only good reading, read the Bragg health books, go to bragg.com. You can see our Bragg books.
And that's with two G's, folks, two G's.
Yeah, two G's. And we have a special on right now. You can get all 10 Bragg books. Guess what? For only $89, and we pay the postage. We have a book on the heart, on the back, on the feet, on the nerves. We have a vegetarian recipe book, 700 recipes. Yes, and we have a book, The Miracle of Fasting. I fast every Monday, the first 3 days of every month. And fasting, what is fasting? That's a miracle within you. What does fasting mean? That means I abstain from food, but I have 8 glasses of liquid a day. That means your pure water that Val just talked about, the importance of water. 8 glasses a day of water when you're fasting, and you put, in 3 of those, you put 2 to 3 teaspoons of the Bragg vinegar. Oh, it goes through your body, and it cleanses and detoxes. That's what Hippocrates did in 400 B.C. He used the Bragg organic apple cider vinegar that he had. The vinegar then was like Bragg. It was raw, unfiltered, and all natural. And that's what the Bragg organic, unfiltered apple cider vinegar is.
Now, Patricia, when you're suggesting the fast, you're suggesting, you know, there's all different kinds of fasts. Are you suggesting one with simply water and apple cider at this time, or are you suggesting anything else?
I prefer a water fast. But okay. A lot of the Hollywood stars, right now I have George Clooney, I have Alec Baldwin, Katy Perry, I have Madonna, the Beach Boys, people, Clint Eastwood, I've been his nutritionist for 55 years, and I have Cloris Leachman for probably... 45 years.
Yeah, and you probably got her dancing on the stars, as I recall, too.
Oh, she was dancing on the stars, and then she was the head of the Pasadena Rose Bowl Parade 2 years ago.
She's like in her 80s or something, isn't she?
Oh, she's now 88 years young.
And she was on Dancing with the Stars, folks, okay?
Yeah, and guess what? She had asthma so bad 40 years ago. She said, oh, that miracle of fasting, the Bragg vinegar and healthy lifestyle, in 1 month I got rid of my asthma. Asthma, a lot of asthma comes from drinking
and
milk.
And I bet you, did you help Alex lose weight for his wedding?
Oh, my dear, he was amazing. Guess what? Alex Baldwin, he is amazing. He loves our Bragg vinegar drink. He's 100% on it. He even takes it. We now put the Bragg apple cider vinegar in drinks. And you can go to any health food store in America and ask for the Bragg vinegar drink. And we have it in wonderful. You can get the apple cider vinegar and honey. You can get it the ginger spice, the grape, a key, the apple cinnamon, and that, and we also have it with stevia. Now, what is stevia? Stevia is an herb since the beginning of time, and it replaces sugar. It's a natural sugar.
I love it. I use it daily.
Okay, well, so we now have the Bragg vinegar drink with stevia. But anyway, I want
you go, girl.
To know your health is your wealth. Your brain
I
is
want
your...
to make, I listen, you are an encyclopedia, and I hate to interrupt you, but if there's certain things I want to make sure that our listeners know about, and one of them is about Loma Linda. So I want to make sure you have time to let people know about Loma
well,
Linda,
Barbara,
too.
Will you tell them about that?
Absolutely, with pleasure. Loma Linda is a blue zone. Loma Linda is the opportunity for anyone who wants to live a Bragg healthy lifestyle to meet Patricia from June 28th through June 30th, where the mayor is going to give a proclamation to Patricia on the first day at the Loma Linda Market at noon. That would be Friday the 28th. Then we will go from there to many different places for her lectures. But the most important part is to remember that it's a three-day event in Loma Linda, and you can look up Loma Linda Market or Clark's. And the grand finale will be on the 30th at Clark's Market, which is the most fabulous supermarket on the planet. And Patricia was in Palm Springs, and it's on our website if you want to see her lecture, www.bragg.com. And to pay attention to your health is your wealth, as Patricia says. So it's Friday, the 28th of June, the 29th, and the 30th. And it starts at the Loma Linda Market on the 28th at noon, where Patricia will receive a proclamation to have Loma Linda once again recognize that healthy lifestyle is the way to live your life, to live as long and healthy as ageless Patricia Bragg.
And once again, that's Bragg with two G's, so BRAGG.com. I happen to be over on the website right now. There's quite a selection of things.
And a Father's Day gift on the website. They
really?
Have a fabulous package for very little money, and you still have time to order it so that you can get it for Father's Day. What's the best gift you can give your father? The gift of health.
You are so cute.
Wow, I want every father to live forever. We need our dad.
I want to take you out of the world with a bottle of vinegar in your hand and help me sell peace, okay? And by the way, Patricia, the picture of you on the website is really, it's really a beautiful picture.
Oh, well, thank
you, Valerie.
I just wanted
to comment on
that. By the way, I've been nutritionist to Clint Eastwood now for 55 years. And he told me the other day, he said, Patricia, I'm going to keep making movies and directing until I'm 105 years.
Well, tell
and
him
he
to go
do
over
it
sons
because
that
he follows what you say. He calls her all the time, and she tells him, what are you doing? And he tells her.
I think we should organize a trip to Hunza personally.
Heck, just go to Loma Linda.
Loma Linda is
yeah. I mean, I want to go to Loma Linda, but I really do want to go see the Happy Healthy Hunzas. I really do.
Well, there you go. You just have to organize it. I know you could do it, Val, if anybody can.
I know. I'm going to check it out. I wanted to make sure that nobody had snuck a McDonald's in there or anything like that.
No.
Even the McDonald's in Loma Linda has a veggie alternative. Nobody goes into Loma Linda without an alternative.
That's good to know. That's very good to know. So, Patricia, you've given us some very simple. Terry Cole Whitaker is at one time we were close, and she used to tell me, Belle, she said, have a party and invite everybody to come and keep everything simple. And that's what Patricia Bragg is doing. She's having a health party here on the planet, and she's a really beautiful woman. If you take a look at her website, I actually know when she was born. I'm not going to tell you because I'm convinced totally that she's absolutely ageless, and I believe that probably I could actually be talking to you in another 20 years, Patricia.
Thank you. And by the way, Terry Cole Whitaker is a big Bragg fan.
Well, Terry Cole Whitaker.
Are you in Hawaii, Patricia? I think she lives there now.
Oh, does she? I don't know. I actually met her because I used to go to her conversations. I'm one of her ministers, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Patricia's a minister. If you want to get married, Val.
Yes, I am, too. But
are you one of Terry Cole Whitaker's ministers,
too? The Bragg Healthy Lifestyle is as simple as this. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, no garbage, healthy thoughts, positive thoughts, what you think, what you say. Words are living. Put them to the test. Are they good? Are they kind? Are they necessary before you speak? You want the loving, kind thoughts. And words loving and kind. And next is what you do with your 640 muscles. Exercise them. Walking's the king of exercise. Good posture. And I've never worn a bra because, boy, read the book, Dress to Kill, about bras and breast cancer.
This sounds really great. We're almost out of time, Patricia. And I promised somebody that I would mention them on the air today, so I'm going to do that. I got
what I was considered
a missed call. And the missed call, when I called the man back, he actually is running the Shabbat organization in downtown Los Angeles. And they're all about kindness, too, okay? They're also about the perfection of things. So I just wanted to let you know that Shabbat in downtown L.A. is a terrific place to go. If you're in that community or you want to visit the ideas that are there, because what Patricia's been talking about, this whole program about taking care of yourself and about being kind and things of that nature, and also spiritual perfection, it's like when you align your body like this, what you're creating is what this gentleman is creating. I would tell you who he was, but he asked me not to use his name on the air. I just feel that it's important to acknowledge what the life that Patricia has led for herself, the life that her father has led, the whole story. Barbara here, you can see that she's a staunch supporter of all of this. And I just want to thank the gentleman that I had the pleasure of talking with just yesterday about his life's work down in Shabbat in downtown Los Angeles.
What address did they have?
He asked me not to put that on the air.
Oh, how are people going to get there?
To Shabbat, they're going to look up Shabbat, or they're going to take on what Shabbat stands for, which is what you're talking about. We're talking about health. We're talking about a way of seeing things, Patricia.
Physically,
kindness in the world.
Seriously.
Taking care of yourself. I wanted to mention this because what I wanted to mention is that the Jewish community,
this is for you,
it does a very good job of encouraging its members to do all the things that you're talking about. So, Barbara Mueller,
yes,
I'm so glad
Williams
you've been here today. Patricia Bragg, I'm so glad you're here today. This program has been brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment, our radio partners, ConineCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Dennis Weaver, and Larry Hagman in Memoriam, and DrBowery.com, and doctors all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. Big thanks to you, dear. And to our team at Voice America, Jess Finard, Nathan Jed, Brad Coleman, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Monica Raines, and Ron Simon. And to Bent Magen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius, and be kind to someone today. Maybe yourself.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.